First Choice Deli, 1714 County Road 1, Dunedin, Florida.
Come see us for delicious homemade rotisserie chicken. It's $4.99 for half a chicken, and it's grandma's secret recipe passed down from generation to generation. We also have made-to-order subs and sandwiches. Very delicious. Come see us at First Choice Deli, Dunedin, Florida. That's 1714 County Road 1.
Brian, another one in the books. You know, I was thinking maybe we can change that opening. How long have we had that opening? For at least 10 years. Lee hasn't been with us for at least 10 years, and he did that. Isn't that something?
I think we had it for about 13.
13. You know, what I was thinking is talk about something that, to bite on your tongue. When tempted to criticize, bite on your tongue. But when you're moved to praise, to shout from the rooftops. It's very hard to do. Like, I was supposed to have some guests come here today, right? And they're not here, right? So now do I call and maybe they're running late, right? But do you criticize or do you come at it with love?
With love, of course.
Right, but your first thought is, like, is that being disrespected by not calling me and not showing up?
Yeah, you never know. Maybe they forgot. Who knows?
No, that's... Losers talk that way, first off. I mean,
That's terrible.
I'm just saying, forgot it, being a professional. How are you, Jill? Jill's here, see? So anyhow, just that's the deal. So what you got to do is it's called acceptance, right? And then acceptance is the answer to all your problems. If you're disturbed, it's because you find some person, place, or thing unacceptable to you. And here's the next line that's important. You'll have no serenity until you accept that person, place, or thing being exactly the way it is at this moment. Right? And why it's moment, not day, is because just like that, it can change. You know, last week, just to talk about forgot, because you put it there, right? I forgot to go to the football game. When I realized that, like it was like an hour later, I realized I didn't go. So... it is, I mean, and another thing too is I noticed that if you're angry at someone for something, it's probably something you've done or you thought of doing. Mm-hmm. So there it is. So if you want to have serenity and peace of mind, you have acceptance, right? And then you'll have serenity. And just know that it'll change and that this too shall pass. Everything's going to be okay and you're going to be at peace. And the way to do that is to trust God. As long as you trust God, everything's going to work out. And if you're getting angry, it's because you're not getting your way, most likely. I just want to know you that I came on the air angry. And that's where this came from.
All right.
So now I'm at peace.
All right. Well, you know, we have some really awesome things going on today.
Okay.
We have Dank and DJ Lady Verse on the line, which they are calling, I believe, from New York, but there's a huge festival going on. It's at Woodstock, right, guys?
Yes. It's actually at the original site of Woodstock.
Right.
In Bethel, New York. So if you're looking up the directions, it is Bethel, New York.
Right. So it's really, really cool. There's going to be camping. There's going to be a laser show. There's tons of music. And they are giving away free tickets to that event today.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
And we also have our co-founder, Tomas Serrano, DJ Ideal, here with us. He's been a big mastermind behind all this.
Mm. Wow, really good.
Yeah, so we got the event going on Saturday, and both Dank and Lady Verse are performing as well. So we figured it's a nice way to feature their new track with you guys as well as give away a couple of passes.
Well, good. How many passes are you giving away?
Each car allows up to four people.
How many passes are you giving away?
Up to four people.
Four people?
Yes.
Four, because I'll sell them. I'll be out there in the front scalping them.
We should just go. Let's take a road trip.
Do you know, I went to the Tampa Bay Buck game one, and I had like 20 tickets. And people, and what I did purposely, I have it on film, but it doesn't even matter. But you know what I did is I went and gave them away, and everybody thought that I was nuts. So I was holding my hand up.
We're giving them away too.
So I know what it's like. I just did it there where I gave them away at the game themselves. And then I always have 10 tickets on my phone, because that's just what we have from, we do, we're promoters. We carry the Tampa Bay Lightning games here. Where are you from? Where are you guys from?
I'm from Queens, New York.
Queens, New York. Okay, forget about it.
Forget about it.
Yeah, we carry the...
Yeah, I'm from California.
Yeah, it's like carrying the New York Rangers down there. We carry the Lightning on our channel here. And we're the Lightning are doing really well, so we're big supporters of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Excellent.
So anyhow, awesome. Yeah. So
yeah, so we're giving away two passes. Each pass is good for four people.
Four people. Fantastic. We're going to give them away on the air. We'll do a trivia question. Is that okay?
Yeah, that sounds good.
We'll and do you know... Yeah. Do you know that Jimi Hendrix was murdered, right? Yeah, he didn't die in his...
Conspiracy theory.
Wow. No, I saw the documentary on it. And that...
Really?
Yeah, they interviewed...
Yeah, I don't believe anything my mom tells me, so I want to hear the truth. Tell me.
Yeah, two paramedics. The one lady that said that she was there wasn't there. And then his girlfriend. And then what happened is... when they picked him up, the two paramedics, they talked to him, that they turned him over and he was drowned in red wine.
Oh, my God.
And then they talked to them and they said there was no girl there when we picked him up. And then we were told to be quiet because, you know, what happened back then was J. Edgar Hoover, the black movement, Jimi Hendrix was getting with the Black Panthers. And anybody that was trying to promote stuff for the United States, like, say, the Black Power at that time...
Yeah.
Right. So if you watch this, I'm not telling it as good as the documentary was.
Really,
but when you're interviewing live witnesses, right, that takes away from the conspiracy theory. When you're actually interviewing the paramedics that showed up, said the place was empty. And that so anyhow, it was kind of neat. And then when they turned him to the side, all red wine came out of his mouth. And then the one guy says, I couldn't believe it. I'm hearing that they're saying that he died from a heroin overdose. There was no heroin even in his body.
Unbelievable.
So anyhow, that's the conspiracy theory. So Jimi Hendrix.
Or maybe not.
Right.
Where did you see that?
On YouTube.
YouTube. All right. We'll have to look it up.
Yeah, do that. Look that up, and then maybe we have you on the show. Maybe we can just do a whole show on the death of Jimi Hendrix.
That'd be great.
Well, you know, it's that
amazing
club, you know? He wasn't the only one. So I've heard through my parents there's a lot that they believed was taken away from that generation because of, you know, the music really was powerful and it was leading people. Well,
think of the three biggies. Hendrix, right? JFK.
Janis Joplin.
Robert Kennedy. JF Kennedy. Martha Luther King. You know, a lot of that stuff was going on.
John Lennon.
Right. But I don't know if he was killed in the 60s, though. Jim Morrison.
But it's the same idea.
Yeah. Wow, look at this.
Yeah. All these people.
Oh, my God. So, Fritzy Freeze is...
not Fritzy Freeze. Jilly Beans. It smells so good in the studio right now. Jill from Jilly Beans just came in with a whole bunch of food.
Steak and shake, milkshakes.
Okay.
You guys can watch. What else you got?
Some onion rings.
Onion rings.
So you guys, cheese steaks.
You guys got to fly down here and come in just for the food we get every week.
Homemade potato chips.
Frank. We have Frank's pizza also out there with pizza and sausages and stuff. He does it every week.
Yep, you guys got to go check out Frank's Pizza over on 1600 Virginia Street. They have awesome, authentic Italian.
Yes. And Frank originally owned the Fritzy Freeze, which now Jill owns as Jelly Beans.
He did?
Years ago he did.
I did not know that.
See
that?
Wow.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. Yes, but it's doing better under you.
Of course.
Now, is Frank going to be mad at me for saying that? Did I just lose Frank?
No.
So anyhow,
I'll take some Jelly Beans.
Yeah, so we're doing Woodstock. I guess there's a revival of
a festival weekend at the original Woodstock. These are some DJ. Yes, this is Dank and DJ Lady Verse on the line with us right now. And DJ Ideal.
And DJ Ideal, but also, you know, we're wearing our other hats, which is, you know, producing this festival, which for us has been really meaningful because as musicians and as production people, you know, there's an entire industry out of work, and we're trying to find a safe way to, you know, not just get out and play music and get our friends together, which is important, but to also all of our other friends who are actually making their bread and butter in this industry, who have no way to feed their family, you know, it's been really hard. And trying to figure out a safe way to do that. So
there's
a lot of pressure. There's a lot of responsibility. But we're really excited to be able to bring this to our music community. And we're really relying on everyone to help and support with all of these initiatives we're taking to really make this possible in the future.
That is
awesome.
Well,
you guys really went, if I'm going to say something, you guys really went above and beyond in terms of the, you know, you pushed the date back in terms of the social distancing and the safety and, you know, all the regulations and everything. You know, this event is going to be, you know, a very, very safe event.
Right.
So that's the goal. You know, we want to prove that we can do this so that we can become an example of how, you know, we can start to bring some normalcy back to our lives. It's been really hard to be apart for so long.
Yes, that is so true. I know here in Florida, that industry is, oh my God, suffering.
Yeah.
And it's such a part of the culture of Miami. I mean, Miami, to me, is synonymous with music, you know. I think of Miami Music Week and Ultra Music Festival.
But the problem is, with the COVID situation right now, Miami has the highest amount of cases, so everything, they're not even allowed to have the bars open right now.
Yeah, the mother of my child is right now. She's a nurse, and she's in Miami.
Yeah, she's actually left here to go to Miami because they need nurses so bad.
She's on the front line. She's a registered nurse.
God bless.
Yeah, so she's like, she's doing the opposite. She's a real soldier. She's one of those, if you talk to her for 20 minutes, you would say, Mike, this is probably the nicest, just after about 20 minutes, you would probably would say, this is the nicest person I've ever met in my life.
We're so grateful that we need
because she didn't have to do that. I have a lot of respect for her, you know.
Sure.
The one word, if I had to describe her, she cares. And that's a good quality to have, right? When you care for your fellow man.
Absolutely.
That's one of the best.
Rare,
can't say that about Jelly Beans, though. She's always giving. I got 10 Jelly Beans, and I knew there was 9 there.
That's the wrong Jelly Bean.
No, the start jelly of this bean. Whole outbreak, my cousin actually is a nurse, and she, I forget the name of the ship, but she was stationed in a few docks around the country. They had this like mobile hospital, basically, on a ship. So they could go where there were the worst cases. And she leaped at the opportunity. I think when it's your calling, maybe what we're doing may not be quite as heroic, but it's the same thing. It's like you see a need and you can't help but, you know, rise to the call. And they're really putting their lives on the line.
Anytime someone rises to the call, you know, we're not sheep waiting to be prouded by our shepherds. We are lions, and we walk. We don't walk and talk with the sheep, right? And that's the attitude you got to have. You got to have the attitude of, I would say, confidence, courage. When you have that, that's a winning attitude, right? And that's the fuel for success, is when you have that can-do attitude. You know, I watch and try not to use the word don't, can't. You know, I like to use the word I am. And you guys are putting together a concert. Can you call it a concert?
No, technically no. It is a gathering, you know, because we're not...
You're doing it again.
Promoting music. What we are promoting is a weekend of camping, and there happens to be...
Oh, that could be so much fun.
And there is, to be honest, we have about 100 acres at our disposal. So when you're talking about the limited number of cars that we're bringing in for a driving event, with camping on site, which is still considered an essential in New York.
Good.
So we're, you know, we have plenty of space to work with. There's running water, which is nice, and showers. So it'll be a little cleaner than the original Woodstock, that's for sure.
Now, you know, you can thank for this interview too is Matt G. Right?
Yeah. Matt G is
He's awesome.
Matty.
Yes. When he was here in Florida, I would actually say, if I asked who's your best friend, Miss Jill, who's your best friend? What a question on the spot. Who's your best friend?
Jeff.
Jeff's, and that's your better half?
No, I'm the better half.
She's the better half. Right? Very good. They say behind every good man, behind, if you notice I said that, behind every good man is a good woman.
Absolutely.
That's the old way of saying it. You can't say it that way no more.
No.
We're side by side.
It's absolutely razor.
Who's your best friend, Dang?
Who's my best friend? My best friend, I would have to say, is my buddy EJ. I know him for about 25 years.
Aw, EJ.
Okay, who's your best friend, young lady?
Me? I would say that's Tomas, my partner in crime.
When Matt was down here in Florida, DJ, I forget how he goes his name, but I'm pretty sure it's DJ Matt. Is that how he says? But anyhow, I'm sorry, because I forget now, but just saying his stage name. I know him as Matt, of course. But I would say that he was my best friend when he was down here.
That's really cool.
Yeah. He meant a lot. We did a lot of things together, and he was good to my children. It was neat when, you know, he has a daughter that looks like a Barbie doll, if he ever tells you about her. Beautiful blue eyes, blonde hair, and he's just a great guy.
Yeah,
he's a sweetheart. So anyhow, we're gonna play the song. This is in honor. It's Jilly Beans.
That's correct.
All right, this song is in honor. This, you didn't even realize it. This has nothing to do with you guys. I'm gonna turn it into money. All right, this song is being sponsored by Jilly Beans, not you guys. Okay, unless you're gonna cut me a check. You're gonna cut me a check.
Maybe.
No, I think the jelly beans work.
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about the song before we play it?
Well, this was Dank. You know, we got together, a few years. We've been working on some collaborations. And recently, this is the one that kind of clicked. But I've known Dank for the past, 10 years or so, working in New York and Miami.
Yeah. Okay. It was fun. Lady Bird sent me these vocals. They were amazing. I jumped on them. I put them, you know, I worked on them in the studio, and they were like very hip hop ish, yet like house music oriented. So sculpted the track around that little upbeat tempo, and we came out to be a nice like house music, hip house type of track that's doing pretty well right now. I'm grateful.
Well, good. Yeah. So let Jilly Bean, Miss Jill, introduce it. Say, go ahead. Ready?
What am I saying?
You're saying,
what's the name of the song?
You're going to talk to Tom and the producer. What's the name of the song?
Bronx Boogie.
Okay, you're going to say Jilly Beans is the proud sponsor of Donk's Boogie. What is it? Donk Boogie. Right?
Bronx. As in the borough.
Bronx
Boogie.
Right? Okay. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
This is we're going to see how Jill does. We're going to rate her 1 to 10. Her debut in the studio. Ready? Go.
Jilly Beans is sponsoring the debut of
Bronx Boogie.
Boogie.
Everybody.
I got stuck with Burger.
Everybody likes the boogie.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. Bronx Boogie. We'll be right back.
down, baby. Boogie down, baby. Spin it round, baby. Up down, baby. Up down, baby. Boogie down, baby. Spin it round, baby. Up down, baby. Up down, baby. Boogie down, baby. Spin it round, baby. Up down, baby. The Boogie Down Bronx.
I was talking and stuff, and I really couldn't get the good feel for it. But that had a great beat, great song. And I don't, if I don't, like people, Tom will tell you, if I don't like a song, I just don't say nothing. I'm going to tell you something. You guys got it. That is a hit.
So how's the weather?
Yeah, let's boogie. You know what I'm saying? By Bronx Thanks. Boogie.
All right.
So let's give away.
We got Bruce on the line, too.
We got Bruce on the line. Maybe we'll got Bruce, maybe can win the tickets. He seems to be the smarty cat. How you doing, Bruce?
Hey, great, man. Great, Brian. Good to talk to you guys.
And then also we got Gary on the line, too, right? Gary from the Boy Scouts.
True.
Yeah. Did you hear, just real quick, did you hear they were doing camping? And that was right up your alley.
Yeah, I know. By the way, I met Jimmy's wife in Madeira in 1970.
Jimi Hendrix's wife?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even know he was married.
Yeah, a very nice English lady, and they had a four-year-old daughter.
Are you kidding me? See that?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Wow, that's beautiful. Yeah,
very nice lady, beautiful, and
that's the thing with his manager too. By him dying, his manager was fired, right? And just the paperwork weren't filled out, and it was actually filed in court. And his manager, who was connected with the mafia. Just stuff. He was once when Jimmy died, that lawsuit stopped, and all the money that was made from his death, the manager was able to keep.
Oh my gosh!
So just a little intrigue that he's connected with the mafia. He gets and all that. Just a little little another tidbit to add to the whatever you want to call this. I don't even call it. I think it's factual. Anyhow, but that's kind of neat, right?
Jimmy grew up in Seattle, and he went to Garfield High School, which Seattle was my hometown.
Well, there you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Great town.
So, Bruce, what do you think? Do you believe in some of these conspiracy theories, or do you think it's just conspiracy theories?
No, I mean, crazy things happen all the time, right?
Right, and then there's the cover-up, right?
Yeah.
Like, who killed John F. Kennedy? Like, we really...
Follow the money.
You know, it's really true. Follow the money.
People are sharing more information now. It's just the issue is learning how to discern that information and what is a reliable source and what is not. I remember the first time I got trolled online, I was probably like 16, 17. I read this story and I all of a sudden believed that gnomes were living in the hills, and then I saw it was an ad for a book that they wanted me to buy, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so stupid.
Yeah, sometimes some those stories, you're right.
And it looks like it's from a news source, so they believe it.
Exactly.
You know, and then they're touting it as information. And if you look at the source, it's just, you know, some guy's blog out of his mom's basement.
Right.
Very good. Very good. So, what? Real quick, Bruce, tell us where you're at and stay on the line. But I just want you to hear what Jill has to say about an event that's coming up, right? But I want to hear. Tell us what you do there at. How do you say the name of your store so we can keep saying it? Your?
Yeah, we're Your CBD Store, Palm Harbor, and we're located at 31960 U.S. Highway 19 behind the Outback Steakhouse south of Tampa Road. Everybody knows where that is.
Right, Outback.
Yep.
Outback.
So tell Outback. Us what is this. Basically, you get the pain relief without the high, right?
Yeah, we like to say that our product is like the health without the high.
Health without the high. Right.
Yeah, you get the benefits of cannabinoids without the high THC of marijuana. Our products are all industrial hemp-based, lab-tested, third-party lab-tested, all grown organically here in the U.S. We have over 600 stores nationally, and our headquarters is right here in St. Pete, Florida.
Only 600, huh?
Yeah, we're the largest brick-and-mortar CBD store in the country.
Wow, that's pretty cool. 600 locations. That's amazing,
I
huh?
I played a festival in St. Pete, Florida. Awesome town.
Yeah, so how many locations is Jilly Beans going to have in the next 10 years?
Oh, 600.
600.
I got to compete.
There you go. So well, that's
got a lot of
work to do. So, yeah. And that just shows you
that. What about CBD Jilly Beans?
Yeah, can you...
That's a great idea. I love it.
Yeah. Ice cream.
So I hear there is ice cream out there with CBD in it. Do you guys have
almost all food? No, we don't sell that. I mean, there's a lot of food products out there that have CBD. We have some edibles, mainly gummies, some hard candies, things like that. But mainly focus on the oils, topicals, water soluble. We have pet products, beauty products. Vapable, smokable. But
that's still awesome.
So nothing I can put on a sundae, huh?
Right?
He's going to work on that one. Sunday.
There you go.
Common.
Yeah, gummy bears work great.
Yeah, that's right,
more
they do. But where did you say? You guys were located in St. Pete, or started in St. Pete?
No,
the main
headquarters? There are stores in St. Pete, but our location is in Palm Harbor.
In Palm Harbor,
behind the Outback Steakhouse, just off of Tampa Road on US 19. But yeah, there's probably about 17 Bay Area locations. So Google CBD near me or your CBD store.
So you guys are close enough to. I'm planning a event, a safe place for children to trick or treat in my parking lot with my neighboring park businesses.
Oh, nice.
And we'll have some businesses with little whatever tables set up, because they're not really fond of the whole trunk thing, but we'll have little tables set up and for other businesses if they're interested in advertising and getting to know the people in the area of Dunedin.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, I'd love to do that. Yeah, last year we had in our plaza on Halloween, they had the kids from a daycare that came here go around to the stores, but I'm afraid that kind of thing will be off this year for sure.
Yeah.
The current situation, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to try and do it just like from 3 to 6. I'm going to have some music, live music out there, and, the best dressed dog.
Where are you guys located?
I'm located at 368 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin.
Yeah, it's directly across, next to the Dodge store, kind of in that area, and then across the street from the Dunedin Bowling Lane, County Corner.
Oh, yeah, I know the area well, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, anyhow, that should be interesting, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, and then, I hope, you know, with the band and all that, put some signs up, you know, people driving by will pull by just from an impulse.
I'm hoping. That's what I'm hoping. I'm Facebooking it and... Pushing it out with Facebook starting October 1st, it'll be serious.
So,
every weekly ad. I've gotten a couple of individuals in the neighborhoods behind me already reserving a spot in my lot to put their golf carts.
Wow,
and
really
give
cool.
out candy.
Yeah, so what day is that?
On the 31st. October 31st, of course, is a Saturday.
Well, that's perfect, too. Yeah. Saturday, all the kids are off.
And the city of Dunedin is off.
Yeah, and the city of Dunedin is off. Yeah, it's all these regulations and stuff and permits and all that can get, you know, they can really, like, do you have a, you know.
Right.
So, anyhow, we're going to play the Doobie Brothers. What song do we play, Mr. Bruce?
Long Train Running.
Long Train Running. Now, this is being put out by your...
CBD.
There you go. I'm waiting for someone. Actually, that might be good that people can remember it. Your CBD. That would be something good, Gary, maybe that you might want to be part of, too.
That was the idea.
What's that?
You know, this event for the kids and stuff like that. Having a booth there, maybe, or something. I don't know.
You know the adults have to bring them, so...
Yeah, so that'd be good. Maybe you can sign up a few kids for the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, okay. Where is this?
That's at Jelly Beans in Dunedin, 368 Patricia Avenue.
Okay.
It'll be on. I'll give you the phone number to the store. You can give us a call.
Ready?
And we can reserve a spot for you.
Okay, what's the number?
727-754-5742.
Okay.
5742. Yes. What's the name of the store?
Jelly Beans, Ice Cream and Treats.
And guess what her name is?
What?
Jill.
She was born for this. She was born for it. Yeah. You guys still there from the Woodstock people? You still there?
Yes.
All right, we're going to do the trivia question. And here it is. Who was the last act to play at Woodstock, and what song was played? Right, the last act.
I should know this. I should so know this.
Oh, yeah, you do, actually. And what we're going to do is give away the four tickets. And, wow, the phones are ringing.
The two passes.
Yeah, should we go there or play the song first?
Two passes.
Let's do the song first. Two passes?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are cheap.
Each is good for four people.
All right, two passes. All right, so what we're going to do is play the song from the Doobie Brothers, sponsored by your...
CBD.
CBD.
Me and you are making a team here, Jill. I can only say one word at a time. I'm a man of few words.
Right.
All right, ready?
Hey,
we'll
do the four passes. We'll do the four passes, all right?
Four passes. There you go. All right, we're up to four. So now, Doobie Brothers...
Bye.
Doobie Brothers. You know, I used to work, it's not about you, right? But that's an ego. But I used to work at the Nassau Coliseum in the production department for concerts. And the Doobie Brothers, I would be backstage, of course, because that was my job to make sure everything went forward. That's how I got into this industry. And they were the nicest people. And I can never remember people's names, right? But I just can tell you, the Doobie Brothers were really a class act, and they were kind. So we have a winner. We line. Did we already ask him if he knows the answer, or did we?
Well, when he called, we did ask the question. He does know the answer, but you can ask him on air as well.
Okay. So, hello. Okay. Anyhow. So what we're gonna do is this: is Jilly Bean? I'd like you to talk about your Jilly thing.
This thing?
Hey, real quick, we're going to have four winners, right?
Huh?
We're going to have four winners.
You want to do four?
Well, each pass is for four people.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, each pass is for a car pass.
Your winner's on the line.
Yes. We got Josh on the line. So, Josh, what was the last song for Jimi Hendrix? What a loser I am. I gave the answer. You know, Steve Harvey did that, by the way.
Yeah, he did.
That was one of his things. He gave the answer by mistake. Anyhow.
They have it to the best.
So anyhow, who was the last person to play at Woodstock?
That would be Jimi Hendrix.
And what was the song he played?
The Star Spangled Banner and a beautiful guitar riff.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow, winner. Yay. You know, we used to do Jeopardy music, too. We don't do that no more. So anyhow, that's great. We have other people on the line, but we're not going to... I guess we could have put everybody. Well, we just hung up on everybody because he got the answer. You know, two people actually called with the wrong answer, but they still called. But anyhow, what do you have to say about that, Bruce? Is Bruce there?
I'm here.
Yeah. What do you think? Would you say the Jimi Hendrix is something you would listen to?
Oh yeah, definitely. He's a rock legend, you know.
Did you hear us talking?
That rendition of the national anthem is amazing.
Can we play that with your permission, Bruce? Because I know you wanted the Doobie Brothers, the Star Spangled Banner by Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
This was That guy, see, CBD oil gives us your
CBD.
Me and Jill, we're going to be co-hosts from now on. She's just been hired. So your
CBD.
Where's it located? The one in Pinellas.
Palm Harbor.
Where? What restaurant?
Behind Outback.
Behind the Outback.
Yes. So there you go. And the reason why you go there is if you want to get rid of pain and also feel good. Is it also healthy to take that stuff? Is it a healthy reason behind
it? It helps your body get into a state of homeostasis, which is a balance of our immune and anti-inflammatory system. So it's definitely beneficial.
Yeah, and I would think, like they say, drinking two glasses of wine, right? If you drink two glasses of red wine, supposedly that puts you... But if you're an alcoholic, of course, don't do it.
Right.
Right, but isn't it
blood pressure, circulation, many, many good properties actually.
And is it true that in the grape it's the skin that really is where all the vitamins is?
Wow.
Does anybody know that?
Most every vegetable think about it.
Right. It's
like
the
potatoes.
Skin.
Yeah. Which I'm eating the most delicious homemade potato chip from Jilly Beans right now, and I'm trying not to chomp on the air, and it is so good.
She brought in macaroni and cheese.
That's macaroni salad.
Macaroni salad. She brought in a Philly cheesesteak.
That's a Jilly cheesesteak.
A Jilly cheesesteak.
And this is a chicken Jilly.
A chicken Jilly.
Mm.
And then homemade, not potato chips.
Now I'm starving.
Homemade.
I'm so sorry.
Homemade potato chips from Jilly Bean.
Oh, they're so good.
Nice.
And a pumpkin spice shake.
Milkshake.
Oh,
wow.
Yummy.
A cup.
All right. Yes.
I will take
some of that.
Want to do it.
A cup is good.
Yes. Now, don't you guys wish you were here with Jilly Beans?
Right.
Anyhow, we're going to have your CBD.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your CBD is sponsoring the Star Spangled Banner from Jimi Hendrix. It's Bruce, the owner.
Mmm.
Here it is, folks. Mm. Let Jimmy take over.
Oh my gosh, that is so good.
We used to have an audience here, but because of now of Corona, we don't have an audience.
That's true.
Yeah.
So anyhow, that was some song, huh?
Oh yeah.
All right, guys, getting back. Got to go check out the festival, New York, the original Woodstock this weekend. Camping, music, laser lights. We actually also have another caller.
Yeah, we
to win the tickets.
Yeah, we hung up on everybody.
So what we'll do is give two tickets to the first caller and two tickets.
No, they get a total of 4 times 4 is 16.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, that's what I thought too, actually.
Okay.
That's why I called them cheap.
Each pass is 4 people.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay.
Yes.
It's a car driving event.
Yes. Okay, so let's go to our next caller to see. Okay, so what's the answer to our trivia question?
Which is, who was the last act to play at the original Woodstock, and what was the song?
Jimi Hendrix, and it was Star Spangled Banner.
All right.
Wow.
You won tickets, woo, too. Woo.
Woo. Yeah, thank you.
There's our audience.
All right.
Tommy, you're something else. You cued him, huh?
Thank you so much. Stay on the line, and we'll get your details and make sure we get those tickets out for you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you excited? Yep, I guess so. So there you go. So it's a great country, this America. So, Bruce, it's, oh, my girl left, but it's your CBD. Your CBD. You know, I see sometimes, you ever watch that movie, the series Shark Tank? Anybody
yeah, sure.
Watch? Yeah. And they say, and they'll say My Business. And I watch it for like 5 minutes and I don't know the name of the business. So after watching that, I realize I do it like too much maybe, but your CBD. Jelly beans, you see what I'm saying? Ever since watching that, why would someone, and then they didn't have a shirt on with their logo.
Right, marketing.
Yeah. Like my company. And then finally at the end, real quick, I thought I heard the name of the company. They all, you know, so it's important, like when you're promoting, we do stuff for politicians, and his name is Santana. He's running for the sheriff's department. He comes in and does interviews with us. He's the Democratic guy, and I say, San, you know, San at a beach. Tan, you get tan at a beach. Santana. And then we have the guy running for the tax collector, and we just try to come up with names and stuff like that so people can remember the name. So your name is Dank, right?
Dank, yes.
Dank. How can we do Dank? Pank, Dank? Dank? What does Dank mean?
So Dank is just, it's actually when I was growing up, like I grew up in New York, but the kids from Cali, they were always calling stuff like that was like really quality or stuff that was good. They used to call it like, yo, that's Dank. You know?
Right,
so
it
just kind of stuck since I was like 16 years old, you know?
Wow, good.
Awesome.
Bruce, how can we come up with a good name for you? Bruce. Like, how do you, Bruce Springsteen?
Or the ball.
How about my CBD? No, it's your CBD.
Bruce is on the loose.
CBD.
You know, that's a sign of not being selfish, because most people would say me, right?
Right.
Right. In the spiritual world, it's about you.
Absolutely.
Humility.
Right. It's always the opposite of the material world. The material world, it's me. In the spiritual world, it's you, right? So you're CBD.
That's right. And CBD really does have a lot of medicinal purposes, and it is very good for you, actually, for very many different ailments.
It is amazing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's an incredible medicine.
Yes,
it is. They have a lotion also, a CBD lotion, that if you have, like, a muscle pain, you rub it on your muscle, and it goes away. It's unbelievable.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got an amazing topical. It's 1,000 milligrams of CBD with arnica and MSM.
Awesome.
Also, you guys, yes, the bath fizz bombs are amazing.
Right. And
amazing.
And then Gary, you're there, Gary? Is Gary still there?
No, I think Gary said, oh, he is. Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. It's all right. So, Gary, tell us how, like do some promotions for CBD. Some promotions for Jelly Bean, and then some promotions for the Woodstock, get the date and all that, and let's see how you do. You ready? See
what?
Put together a montage of why, or how about just talk about the Boy Scouts?
Sounds good. Okay, so Boy Scouts, real simple. Go to BeAScout.org, and if you want your child in a safe environment after school or on the internet or whatever, go to BeAScout.org, plug in your zip code, and we'll tell you who's right next door to you, and you can go talk to them.
Well, there you go. And that's the same thing that Jelly Beans is doing, right? They're making a safe environment for Halloween, so it ties in with you at the Boy Scouts. It's a safe environment, camping, and it's things that really can... Something that's a real high percentage of CEOs were originally Eagle Scouts, because it teaches you discipline, it teaches you how to be a good person, it teaches you all like things of loyalty, What are the, integrity?
Trustworthy, respect, loyalty, honesty, discipline.
Is that Dang? Is that Dang?
I used to be a Boy Scout, not an Eagle Scout.
Dang, coming through. That's Dang. Do you know when the guys were all saying dog? Remember, hey, dog?
Yes.
I tried on my air for about 6 months trying to get the women to say meow, meow. Right? Seriously, it never took off. You ever wonder how words take off? Like, dang. Hey, that's dang. I get that now. What's your name, dank. Young? Dank. See, I don't even. Yeah. What's your name, young lady? They're the one from Woodstock.
Lady Bird.
Lady Bird. Do you know who the original Lady Bird was?
Like a verse in a song.
Oh, Lady Verse. See, I got to get my hearing fixed. Lady Verse.
Isn't always the easiest.
All right. So how'd you come up with the name Lady Verse?
Well, initially, my initials were VS. So for short, I was trying to be like Lady Verses, but like a play on words, like, you know, if you see verses like in a boxing, you know, match. But everyone was calling me DJBS, so I started spelling out verse as in a verse of the song. And then for marketing purposes, like you said, my guy friends were like, you got to put lady on there. It's just, you know, whether you want to admit it or not, like being a lady is a leg up and you got to use it. And I was like, okay, just put the lady on there. And, you know, so over time it was Lady Verse.
Very good. And then Bruce, what?
Ryan's verses and Chris verses.
Bruce.
That's good.
Give us a way to remember your CBD.
Your CBD store, Palm Harbor, located behind the Outback Steakhouse on US 19, south of Tampa Road, where good health hits home.
And the name of it is
Your CBD store, Palm Harbor.
And if anybody, then I'll tell you what, next week we'll do a trivia question and to win $50, and we'll give away $250 if someone can remember when I say your, you win $250. Your CBD. Anyhow, thanks guys for being on the show. We'd like to thank the Woodstock people, Jilly Beans.
Thank you so much for having us.
On Halloween, we're going to have Jilly Beans is going to have a festival in front of their store. And I'd just like to thank all our advertisers. God bless. And just remember one thing, trust God and everything will be okay.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.